the human body is just an absolute amazing bit of creation. God really knew what he was doing when he put us together. Some more so than others.
Yes, yeah, some more so than others.
I'm not going to disagree with that at all. I have here a list of 8 things that your body is going to do in the next 30 seconds.
Okay.
And you're going to be amazed. All right.
I know what I'm going to do. Never mind.
Huh?
Never mind.
What? Really? 30 seconds? That's all it takes? Wow. Your wife must be so happy. All right. So here are the things that your body will do in the next 30 seconds. You will take 8 breaths.
Okay.
And now you're going to pay attention to that. Where's one? You will produce 72 million red blood cells.
Wow.
Your blood will travel 4 miles.
Hmm.
And in most people's case, that's within their body.
Yes.
If your blood is traveling 4 miles outside of your body,
you're in trouble.
You are in trouble. You will shed 174,000 skin cells.
So you being the OCD guy that you are, just think that board and that computer keyboard and that chair are just covered with other people's skin cells. You're not going to be able to continue the show now, are you?
Depends on...
He's screaming, folks. He's just...
I really wish you hadn't said that. I really do wish he hadn't said that.
I think it was in health class.
I am skeezing, man.
You are.
They showed like a film of things that are on your body.
Yeah, the bugs
and microscopic things. You don't want to think about those things.
I don't think I could hate you more right now, Tom.
Doesn't care so much about the dust mites and everything. It's other people's skin cells that are, you know, attaching themselves right now.
If Gisele Bündchen was behind this desk when I'm not here.
Afternoon news crew, and you're
I'm thinking of the. God. Okay. You will also blink 6 times in the next 30 seconds. Most of us will have 25 thoughts. Some of you, not so much. Your heart will beat 36 times on average, and your body will generate 100 watts of energy. If only there was a way we could tap into that and make wise use of it. All right. So I also mentioned earlier, now that you know how amazing your human body is and how much it can regenerate and so forth, are you interested in using your body to make $3,000 in 9 days?
And what do you have to do?
Offer yourself as a cadaver or something?
No, okay. But...
I'm not going to volunteer for the study they're doing where they inject the flu virus into your nose. Is that it?
Bingo.
I'm not doing that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
I'm calling and signing you up.
What's the cost for giving yourself the flu? How much are you paying?
The National Institutes of Health is in the middle of a massive clinical research study in order to find a cure for the flu. And they're at the point where they need to test it on humans. So they need volunteers who are willing to be infected with the flu and then monitored very carefully at a hospital for 9 days. What could go wrong?
Yeah, what could go wrong?
They're testing it with all different forms of the flu. Regular flu, old-time influenza, H1N1 swine flu.
So you don't know which one
you're going to
get. I suppose you could be in the control group.
It
could be the one that wiped out half the human population back in the early part of the 20th century, right?
We're going to monitor you very carefully.
Yeah, whatever.
If you're interested in letting the government give you the virus for $3,000... plus a 9-day vacation where you just have to lay around and chill out and relax.
9-day vacation in an Atlanta hospital. Sorry.
Any hospital. They're doing it all over the place. All you have to do is Google NIAID Influenza Clinical Research Study or call 800-411-1222.
Now, if they added a couple of zeros to the 3,000, maybe I would consider it.
All right, so it was 30 grand, you would do it?
No, a couple of zeros.
$300,000? What makes you worth $300,000?
Well, wait a minute. Come on, there are people right now who are having the flu for free.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, 3 grand.
But You'd for do, 9 days. You would do it for $3,000? You would let the government inject you with the flu?
Mm.
It's like something out of the X-Files, for God's sake.
You know what?
No
Tom
way,
brings up a point here.
Yeah, I would not do it.
I don't trust the government enough. It sounds like you're a conspiracy, whack job, whatever. I don't trust the government enough to inject me with...
Listen.
If I knew the study was legitimate, was
well, it is legitimate.
It's the
Center for Disease Control. How much more legitimate does it get when it comes to health care?
The government has finally admitted that those that were making our nuclear weapons were exposed to radiation and toxic chemicals. They've finally admitted that. They have admitted that those that are working at Area 51 have been exposed to toxic chemicals.
From aliens?
They have admitted that during the 50s and the 60s, the CIA and other research groups injected individuals and tested LSD on them without their knowledge.
Yep.
So you think that now...
I don't have a level of...
Think all of a sudden the government has come to... Oh, we're enlightened.
That stuff would have never...
You are such a hypocrite.
But they would have never been able to keep that stuff secret today.
Dude, you
the are... The LSD experiments and all that stuff, toxic fallout, all of that stuff.
You don't think the government is capable of keeping an intentional infection secret? You don't think so?
They probably could for a while, but eventually someone is going to blow the whistle.
And so
back in those days, you didn't have whistleblowers like you do now.
They were marginalized as nut jobs.
And
sure
so you still think that those that are responsible for the Kennedy assassination can keep quiet and keep that under wraps, but they wouldn't be able to carry out a secret infectious disease study where they're not giving you the flu, they're giving you something like ricin or anthrax or something to study it's going to happen when we're attacked by terrorists.
I think the people that were involved in the Kennedy assassination and the cover-up are all dead now. That's the difference.
That's what they want you
to. And the files are still sealed. They will be unsealed eventually.
Sure. Uh-huh.
If I knew it was legitimate, I'd take the $3,000 and be laid up in bed for 9 days.
Yeah?
I don't have that level of trust.
Yeah. I admit, $3,000 is tempting. But what are the long-term effects?
If it's a legitimate study, then it's just you had the flu.
Yeah, but for 9 days?
Some flus can kill you. Some flus can give you side effects that can kill you. You would take that risk for $3,000?
I'm going to sign Tom up.
There's no way.
I'm signing Tom up.
$300,000, I'll roll the dice. $3,000, uh-uh.
Sure, I'll write you a check for $300,000.
And it'll bounce as high as what?
I can write it. You cashing it. That's your problem.
You're getting fatter by the second. That's why everybody has to go on these stupid diets. You see, every week there's like a new diet, the caveman diet, and all fat. Eat just meat. Eat all the meat you want, and you get skinny just by eating meat. That'll work. Eat all the meat all day long. Just meat, 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 and you'll get skinny like a caveman. That's not going to work in the long run. The reason cavemen were skinny is because before they ate something, they had to chase it around for a week and kill it with a stick. I mean, yeah, if you had to track a pint of Haagen-Dazs across the tundra for 5 days before you beat it with a boulder, sure, that would work.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.